Please listen carefully.
Well, hello world. Welcome to the Optimist Daily Update. I'm Christy Jansen.
And I'm Summers McKay.
We are part of the team behind the Optimist Daily, making solutions the news. We bring you reader-funded, positive news stories every day in order to change the tenor of the news media and the direction of your day to one focused on solutions.
Every weekday, we publish 10 stories written by award-winning journalists and delivered online to your inbox and through our social channels. And now we are sharing these solutions in a commute-worthy, walk-worthy, gardening-worthy, not yoga-worthy, home office-worthy podcast. Today is Friday, April 3rd, 2020.
Great. Well, for our first solution today, we're going to our business section. The Paycheck Protection Program is a refreshing piece of business. Small businesses have already cut millions of jobs because the coronavirus crisis forced them to close and they could no longer pay salaries. But an important piece of the $2 billion CARE bill, the coronavirus relief package signed last week, a $350 million Paycheck Protection Program, will use government funds to help pay salaries so more people can stay on payrolls and others can be hired back. Small businesses fill out a simple application and then can get loans that will be fully forgiven if they're used to keep employees on payroll or quickly rehire those who have just been laid off. It covers up to 8 weeks of payroll costs, including benefits. A smaller part of the loans can also be used to cover the interest on mortgage, rent, and utilities. According to Elise Gold, an economist at the nonprofit think tank Economic Policy Institute, the program is especially good because it keeps money flowing to employees so they can pay their own bills. On top of that, keeping people employed will only speed recovery once the pandemic comes to a close. This program is similar to one in Denmark, where the government will partially cover salaries of workers who would otherwise have been fired for 3 months. That the U.S. enacted a program so comparable to Denmark's is a testament to the progressiveness of this stimulus plan. For those of us at the Optimist Daily, the hope is we can learn from this in order to create a system where people can get their basic necessities, even, or rather especially, when their job is at risk. And I think this is also similar to a program that Germany has been discussing or rolling out. And I think that the idea is to keep these businesses afloat so that when we are able to go back to a more normal economic environment, they haven't had to shutter because, you know, yesterday, I think there was 6.6 million people filed new unemployment claims. And that's really frightening.
Yeah, it's so much better for employees to be employed and receiving part of their salary, you know, as opposed to everyone being on unemployment. And it's a shift to keeping businesses in business. Great solution. Thank you, Christy. Nigerian citizen designs portable hand washing stations for his city. In the design section of the Optimist Daily, hand washing is one of the most promoted and effective ways to prevent the spread of COVID-19. But what about regions where hand washing facilities are not readily accessible? An estimated 157 million Nigerians lack adequate hand washing facilities, which prompted one resident, Bamigbos Adams, to start creating hand washing stations out of an unusual source, old metal drums. Adams is a furniture maker, but as COVID-19 began to sweep the globe, he turned his attention to protecting the health of citizens in the highly populated city of Lagos he calls home. The innovative technique uses an old oil drum with a sink embedded in the top. A simple water source, like a hose, connects water to the faucet, and used water and soap waste is collected in the large drum below. Adams designed the model to be used on a temporary basis by businesses, restaurants, and schools. He sells each portable sink for $70 and already has many orders lined up to be filled. Although Adams recognizes that these sinks are meant only to be temporary installations, they are playing a critical role in providing hand washing services to the many citizens who may not have access to them at their home or place of work. Additionally, placing the hand washing stations in highly trafficked areas will cut down on the spread of the disease as large cities throughout the country move into quarantine this week. I am so grateful to our writers for selecting global stories to help us really recognize the global solutions that are coming out of this coronavirus epidemic. We are so fortunate to have writers from all over the world at the Optimist Daily. And it is a reminder that while we are headquartered here in the United States, that this creativity and human spirit is a global effort. And I'm really inspired by this. So Yeah.
I love it. And the, one of the other things I love about this is it showcases the innovation that comes out of more of a slum kind of a mentality or really, really challenged resources. There's such amazing creativity and innovation that comes out of those areas in the world, or, you know, and it's sometimes being forced to just use what you can comes up with brilliant ideas. This is a great one. I could see people doing this on construction sites or places where there's not regular infrastructure. And yes, it's temporary, but it's a great solution.
Absolutely.
Our next solution today from our health category, how we can beat loneliness while maintaining social distance. If you're feeling isolated and lonely during this difficult time, you are not alone. Loneliness and isolation have been associated with high blood pressure, chronic inflammation, and a weakened immune system. This ironic reality means that the measures we are taking to protect our health could, in fact, be damaging it. So how can we protect our human connection while maintaining at least 6 feet of distance? Studies have shown that the benefits of human connection can come from something as simple as looking at a picture of a loved one or receiving help from a stranger, calling a friend, video chatting with a relative, or reaffirming your gratitude for those you are isolated with can boost your immune system on a molecular level and give us the connection we crave. When we feel lonely, our bodies produce norepinephrine and our inflammation systems go into overdrive in anticipation of a threat. Too much of this anxious state can lead to chronic illness. One study found that people who were more socially connected were 50% less likely to die over a given period than socially distanced people, even when accounting for factors such as age and overall health. Fortunately, scientists have found that the buffering effect creates a sense of ease in people when they simply think about someone they love. Another study found that putting people in rooms alone elevated their blood pressure and heart rate, but telling participants that someone was monitoring them and caring for them outside of the room mitigated the effects of this isolation. In conclusion, loneliness is detrimental, but methods of addressing it are plentiful and easy, even while social distancing. Remember to reach out and support those around you. So if you're feeling isolated, call a friend, look at old photos, or think of all the people you know and love who are going through the same experience you are.
The human connection is what will get us through it. And I am so grateful we live in a time where technology allows us to have that connection.
I was just thinking about that this morning, Summer, is about, I'm so glad that it's happening now when we have video conferencing and telephones, you know, cell phones that we can just, I can be out walking around and talking to a friend, you know, it's crazy.
Well,
and there are gratitude, there are things to be grateful for right now.
Getting up every single morning and getting together with the team at the Optimist Daily and seeing you and knowing that we've got calls and faces to see. And let's admit, sometimes we want to go on video because, I don't know, we've showered. And then other times, like today, where I am wearing a very torn robe and a very dirty t-shirt, we're going to not be on video.
Don't admit that, Summers. At least pretend like we're all dressed up.
All right. Well, in another way that technology is connecting us all, and with a bit of levity from the education section of the Optimist Daily, Dolly Parton donates to coronavirus research and starts bedtime story program. If you're looking to add some entertainment to your Thursday nights, Dolly Parton is now offering her Goodnight with Dolly readings at 7 p.m. Eastern Time on YouTube. The popular musician and philanthropist will read different children's books each session for what will surely be an enjoyable bedtime experience for kids. Last week, we shared a story about how many children's books authors are doing similar programs. Parton is choosing her books from the Imagination Library Project, her nonprofit that aims to promote a love of reading by providing free books to children in the US, UK, Australia, and Ireland. Up first was The Little Engine That Could by Wattie Piper. The program offers another option for a fun activity for children and parents working hard to entertain children while schools and other after-school activities are shut down to stop the spread of COVID-19. Parton is a strong advocate for the love of reading. Her nonprofit work received special recognition from the Library of Congress, and she has provided more than 130 million free books to children. Recently, Parton also donated $1 million to Vanderbilt University for coronavirus research. Reading books to kids is a big thing in our house. Right now, we're working our way through The Hungry Caterpillar and Bunny Visits the Zoo and Brown Bear, What Do You See? What was your son's favorite book as a kid?
I think it's probably Harry Potter. Going through that whole series was really important. He's not a big reader, though. He prefers video games at this point, so...
Well, he is a teenager now. So
That's true. But yeah, Harry Potter is a great one for kids. You know, you can start them pretty young on that.
Having them read the Harry Potters and then watch the movies. That's a great way to pass the time right now.
Yeah, yeah. All right, well, a final solution for today is from the design section. This fish lamp is designed to raise awareness about marine plastic pollution. Raising awareness about plastic pollution in the marine environment is one of the essential steps towards a future devoid of single-use plastics. Aware of this, design studio Heliograph decided to bring the problem to people's attention in a fun way by creating something that's both aesthetically pleasing and functional, an adorable fish lamp. Dubbed the Soy Light Lamp, the idea behind the concept came to designers Jeffrey Simpson and Angus Ware after they realized just how many single-use soy sauce packets went into a single sushi meal. In Japan, a packet containing one single serving of soy sauce often comes in the shape of a small fish made of polyethylene. Similar to plastic straws and other single-use plastics, the packets are too small to be easily recycled. The irony that these single-use plastic containers created to look like fish would later become ocean pollution with the potential to harm marine life was not lost on the designers. Looking for a creative way to highlight the issue, the designers took about 3 years to develop the model, including 2 years that the designers spent learning to perfect the glass-blowing technique. Light Soy is a borosilicate glass lamp in the same shape as the iconic fish-shaped soy sauce packets that have been used in Japan since the 1950s. There are two models available: the Light Soy Table Lamp and the Light Soy Pendant Light. The modular components in the lamp make it simple to either repair or replace individual parts as needed.
You know, what I love about this story, Christy, is that it helps explain a little bit why the concern about plastic straws or other small pieces of plastic exist. I oftentimes hear people counter the concern about plastic straws as, you know, now people are using great big plastic lids. Well, the simple fact is that's actually better. Of course, reusable cups are the best, but the bigger the plastic, the more likely it is to be able to be recycled. So right. This nails it as far as a solution and awareness. And now I want sushi.
All right. Well, thank you for listening to the Optimist Daily Update today. We promise to continue to share positive solution-based stories with ideas on how you can participate in this changing world and ensure it is changed for the good. We promise to cover the current events with accuracy, legitimate sources, and offer you the information needed most to chart new paths for all of us.
Please consider becoming an emissary on theoptimistdaily.com, and for just $5 a month, support reader-funded independent journalism. Be part of the solution-changing consciousness and addressing our world's biggest challenges with a problem-solving mindset. Hey, Christy, did we have a mantra for today?
Yes, and I love this one. I easily handle anything that comes my way.
I love it. Have a great day, everybody.